This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Glen Bell's eponymous taco shop has become such a brand in and of itself that few even realize its connection to his own name. But his South of the Border-inspired fast food eatery was not his first foray into the restaurant business. When earlier efforts to establish a burger-slash-hot-dog stand in San Bernardino, California earned a tepid response, Bell sought inspiration from a nearby spot popular with a local Latino population. He conveniently omitted the name of the restaurant from which he cribbed his business plan in his personal history, but it was later discovered by food writer Gustavo Arellano to be legendary restaurant Mitla Cafe. To cite Arellano, quote, "What did Bell know about Mexican food other than it was an opportunity to make millions?" End quote. At a time when tacos were far from commonplace, even in Southern California, Bell hatched a corporate espionage scheme detailed by writer Farley Elliott as such, quote, "The entrepreneur befriended staff and family alike, working his way into the kitchen in order to decipher the secrets behind the beguiling taco." End quote. Despite the questionable ethics of his culinary plagiarism, Bell's own version was a hit, both locally and nationwide. And more than any individual, he is responsible for the spread of an indisputably sanitized version of Mexican food across the globe. As for Mitla Cafe, it's still in operation, 80 years since its founding, and its twin legacies carry on. Its generations of loyal San Bernardino patrons, and its food, appropriated by a man who stamped it with his own name. This week on Doughboys, we return to Taco Bell. Welcome to Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants. I'm Nick Weiger, alongside my co-host, Really Little Dicky, Mitchie Two Spoons, Mike Mitchell.
Okay. Really Little
really
Dicky.
Really Little, like the idea, they taking that guy's name and then making it literal. Mm-hmm. In your case, that was courtesy of Fabian Kearns. If you have an insult you like me using, which is the top of the show, roastspoonman@gmail.com is the address.
I just auditioned for Little Dicky's show.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
What's your...
Guess what? Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. What part are you playing? Prowler on Little Dicky's property?
A role that I already was told I didn't get. I didn't knock. I'm scared. Well, our guest is looking. Look, today is a day that I'm going to get. I'm not going to win at the end of this episode, if that makes sense.
Nobody wins at the end of these episodes. It's a waste of everyone's time.
I was going to say, howdy ho to Mitchie Two Spoons Nation. I can't look
at. Oh, my God.
Full off of chili cheese fries and then have a boner and jack off with your hand covered in wing sauce. Oh. Just like...
Well,
I didn't know what direction that was going.
Off to a great start.
That was me. That was,
I actually liked that.
That was well done. That was a little nice little a bit of sync work on the audio side.
Dear Mr. Two Spoons, this drop is only 30 seconds long. Your friend, Jeff Oakley. Thanks, Jeff.
Took me humming the Riddler's Revenge theme from memory from the Six Flags Magic Mountain attraction and synced it up to the actual song.
Yeah.
Well, some people might not have context for what that is.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Mitch, look, I'm nervous about today.
Yeah, you're a little nervous about it. Well, let's introduce our guest.
It's already been... All right, yeah, let's introduce her.
From Love and Community, her new film, Life of the Party, is in theaters now. Gillian Jacobs is here. Hi, Gillian.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You guys had a little fracas before we got started.
I forced my way into Mitch's room.
Which was... Here's the deal. I spent 45 minutes to an hour cleaning my apartment today. 45 minutes to an hour. I usually spend about 20 minutes cleaning. Yeah. I actually did clean. I scrubbed the toilet. I did everything. Like I really
So that was like 43 of the 45 minutes.
I mopped in every room that you'd be in, and I was like, man, I got a ton of mail I gotta go through, and I got some laundry in my room. And I'm like, you know what? It's fine. She won't go in there. And I was like, but there's a chance she might go. And then you got here, and like a missile, you seeked it out immediately and went into my room, and it gave me a panic attack because I didn't want you in there.
I wanted to see the cats.
And you saw Irma while he was hiding because he gets a little scared.
I've been seeing video surveillance footage of these cats for 3 years.
Okay.
That's true.
Because Mitch will watch them at work.
Right. Shine the laser pointer at them from your app.
When I should be learning lines on love, I was looking at my cats.
So I really wanted to see them, and he told me he was going to hide them in his room. So of course I have to go in his room.
Right.
And you saw the picture of Armin above my bed.
Yep.
And you saw a large soda next to my a large soda from Del Taco next to my bed.
Hey, correct. Okay. Wait, what'd you get from Del Taco?
It was late night on Saturday night, so okay. I got a couple. You know what I like to get is the chicken rollers. I got a couple chicken rollers.
What is a chicken roller?
They're kind of like little mini, like little burritos or wraps. They're good.
Great.
Nothing kind of similar to what you got today.
Oh boy.
And then there was a crazy thing that happened with Taco Bell, which we're talking about today. Should we get to that later?
We'll get to that in a second. Okay. Just to talk about your guys' little scrum earlier.
Uh-huh.
So me and Emma are in your living room while this is going on, and all we're hearing is that you and Gillian is trying to see your cats, and we just hear you yelling in your bellowing voice, "Get out of here!" repeatedly.
Like you were upsetting the cats, too.
They hear me yell that all the time.
What's going on?
They intrude on my personal time.
The cats? You yell at the cats? Get out of here?
I never yell at the cats. I love the cats. And I wish
we know.
And Irma, they look, Wally got scared. He went in the closet. There was no chance you were going to see them.
Why?
You promised
me the cats.
I'm going to show you Wally. I'm going to find Wally and get him shown
but
to
why
you.
Was it such an ordeal? Like, why couldn't you have just brought my the cats was, out up top?
I could have brought the cats out up top. She wanted to go in my room and
see
it.
I wanted to see his room.
It's a mess right now.
It wasn't that bad. I've seen worse.
It was pretty bad.
It had like a dorm room vibe.
Yeah.
But totally fine.
Every dorm room has a picture of their best friend with hearts around it above their bed.
I mean, you don't have a headboard, but you do have a bed frame. Your mattress is not on the ground.
That's right.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You know, that bed got steamrolled in What's Going On pilot. You were the first guest on the What's Going On pilot. That's how we first met.
Yeah. That's true.
Wow.
At UCB. Yeah. That's your very first guest.
And this was, in case anyone who's listening doesn't know what the show was, this was a talk show. I mean, I said fake talk show, but it was a real talk show. You hosted the UCB stage, and the premise was that, like with this show, but to a more heightened level, you weren't prepared at all. So no one told you what was going to happen.
No one told me what was going to happen.
The guests were surprised. The monologue jokes were surprised. The sketches were surprised.
Gillian came out. You know what? You continue to make me nervous to this day.
I know. We started strong, continued strong, and we're going to end strong.
I said this before. I was very lucky to work with you on Love. I said this to you that you're like the Michael Jordan of acting, and I was like a fan in the stands who was pulled down to play. But we had some fun together.
We had so much fun together.
We did.
You know, ironically, Michael Jordan, not the Michael Jordan of acting. He's a little stiff.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, true.
So then Mitch is the Michael Jordan of acting.
You're the Michael Jordan of acting in the not literal sense. I am in the literal sense.
Yeah. No, Mitch is great. There was one episode where he had to get really mad at me.
I was going to bring this up.
Okay, bring it up.
I had to get really mad at Gillian, and we did a take of it, and she was like, "You're not getting mad enough." And I was like, "Yeah, I am." And she was like, "No, you're not." And then she used some of that tricky, witchy method acting.
Wow.
And she said, "You need to get madder at me." And I started to get really, I think I got real deal annoyed.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I yelled at her big. And then I realized after the fact, that helped me get into character. I did get really mad at her.
Is that the,
and yelled at her.
Is that the take they used in the show? The one where steam is shooting out of your ears?
I think probably.
No, they. Oh, I think it is the tick that they use in the show.
Very cool.
I was right. Yeah. He needed to get more angry.
Yeah. And it worked.
I can get him angry.
Yeah, no shit. I should have just thought of you and it would have been fun. I couldn't get mad at you. And then you got me mad and then it worked out. It was great. You know what's funny? The next scene, I went around to all these little food stands at the mall and I didn't need any help with that scene where I was tasting a bunch of different foods from different little parts in the mall. We the whole mall day. What fun it was.
What fun we had.
Which mall were you filming in?
Was it in Topanga?
Yeah, I think it was Topanga.
All right. Yeah. There's this one in I've shot things in a little bit in the little Tokyo mall.
Oh, we were not there.
Not there.
Opposite.
That's what I thought of.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, I was wrong.
Yeah.
That was kind of. Are you really sad that we don't get to act together anymore?
Yeah, I mean, also because I'll probably never be able to act across from you ever again.
Say that. You'll book something. You're still booking things.
What?
He said across from me again.
Oh, I see. I think you might get that opportunity. Why wouldn't you?
Why don't you write something for the two of us?
Randy's Excellent Adventures. the love spinoff. Right.
No, not something where you have to get the rights and clearances. Don't do an existing property.
Stay out of my room. A movie about someone who tries to see my room.
Oh, we can go do a reenactment.
It's based in reality. People are always looking for a pitch that has some element of realism.
Yeah.
There you go. Gillian, you're from Pittsburgh, is my understanding, suburban Pittsburgh area.
Correct.
So, and then you went to school in NYC, but I want to talk about the Pittsburgh food
Wagner
scene a little
did
bit.
His research.
Ooh. Oh, I can open a Wikipedia tab. So, I think people have a pretty specific idea of the food that's available in Philly, but I think Pittsburgh, where our buddy Christine Nangle also resided at one point, maybe people have a little bit less of a crystal clear portrait. What is the food scene like in old Pittsburgh town?
Well, the first thing people would probably think of is Permane Brothers, which is renowned for putting French fries inside the sandwiches.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is an icon of Pittsburgh cuisine that I've never had.
Oh, interesting.
Despite having grown up there.
Right.
I think you can order it and get it shipped. I think you can get a sandwich shipped. Yeah, I know that is.
Why would you
gross.
Do that? Just put some French fries in a sandwich.
Yeah,
here.
All right, good point. I feel like, but people love, they love that place.
They do, they love that place.
Yeah.
And then I grew up, I mean, my association with Pittsburgh food is eating like kielbasa and pierogies and a lot of like Polish Eastern European food.
Right. Mm. Okay.
I feel like that's a lot of what I ate. I feel very nostalgic. When I discovered Vasilka Diner in New York, I was like, oh, this is like being home. It's a Ukrainian diner.
So what?
Pierogies. And
right. Anything specific beyond like the pierogies, kielbasas?
Yes. I have.
Dishes?
Okay. Yeah. So I had a babysitter who made a lot of dishes, which I think I'd call them Pittsburghian.
All right.
There's something called chip chop ham that is a quintessential Pittsburgh thing.
Whoa. Sounds a little bit like Bubba Juice chop chip.
Sounds like one of your friends from Quincy.
Chip chop Sam?
Yeah.
I had a drink when I was younger called Bubba Juice chop chip with milk.
Did you make this up?
Mm-hmm.
Bubba Juice.
Bubba Juice chop chip with milk.
Can you reverse engineer what it might be from the name that he gave it?
Bubba Juice. But you said juice and you said milk. That Bubba sounds juice. Disgusting.
Bubba juice chop chip with milk. No,
chop
I was
chip. Okay, chop chip. Did you put chips in milk?
All right, you might be thinking that because that's what he's drinking now, but no.
What was it?
It was my Bubba juice was my bottle.
Okay.
Chop chip was chocolate. With milk was milk. Chocolate milk and my little Bubba.
That's cute.
It was adorable. I was a cute little baby.
You were. I've seen photos. I've met your mother.
Mm-hmm.
I've FaceTimed with your aunt.
You FaceTimed with my mom and my auntie Masha.
Yep.
That's nice.
And that was a nightmare too. I think my sister was there.
Wow.
Man, I was stressed out when that happened.
Oh yeah.
You FaceTimed with members of the Mitchell clan I have not yet encountered.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Nor will you.
It was great though.
Yeah, they loved it.
And then I ran into you and your mother at a restaurant.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, where were we? What restaurant was that?
You and your mother were at
Oh, that's right. Yes, which is a great one.
Yeah.
We talked a lot. I kind of like where we where you ended up going today, but we talked about a lot of different. Look, no one likes this term, but
then don't use it.
But you're a bit of a foodie. And so, I know.
Now you've turned the whole audience against me.
No, I have
that's
not.
That's not true.
They don't worry. I'm the villain. They'll like you.
Is that true?
They'll like you.
Why are you a villain?
I don't know. I think it flips between Weiger and I of who's the villain of the podcast.
It's what between you?
It flips between the two of us.
I said it's lips between.
I mean, it's that sometimes too.
Ooh.
Sometimes Nick is the evil one and sometimes I am.
The heel in the face?
The heel in the face, yeah. Oh, Nick is big into wrestling right now.
Oh, you are?
I've gotten into it a little bit more. Gotten back into it. I don't think I'm more into it than you.
Have you ever been to Pro Wrestling Guerrilla?
I have.
So have I.
It's the best show I've ever seen.
Wait, you went to it?
Many times.
When did you go? Oh, really?
It's been a couple of years now, but I've been many times to PWG. Oh, my God.
We've gone together, Nick and I.
What? Yeah, we've gone together.
I always saw my friend Dink there.
Oh, he works. Is he a wrestler? Or?
No, he just goes all the time. He goes to all the shows.
Wow.
We might be going to. Well, I shouldn't say this.
Don't
should I?
Say it. Don't say it. Keep it.
Okay.
A surprise.
I'll keep it a surprise.
I think people from that first syllable and then knowing it's wrestling, I think people can probably piece together what it is. But just still don't say it.
All right.
But I want to get back to talking about this chop chip ham a little bit. But chip chop ham. I apologize. But first, the PWG tangent. I'm floored by. Wait. When were you going? And who were the big wrestlers at the time? If you can remember,
I started
of the
going.
That's a tough question.
Okay. No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I started going probably around in 2009.
Oh, so years ago. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so Dink introduced me. It's leaving the American Legion Hall in Reseda, right? They're no
what
longer.
What the hell?
Why are you saying what the hell?
I can't believe you know all about this.
This is
stuff.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of guys who look like me at this thing.
And me.
No, there is not. It's me.
There's, what?
There's guys who look like me there. How many people? 300 people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd say it's the PWG demographic is very close to the Doughboys demographic, which is men who look like Mitch and men who look like me. But there's some women there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen women there.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, for sure. There are. Number. Yeah.
But you're going in like 2009 era. Your friend Dink is taking you,
mm-hmm.
and this is like a regular event for you. Yeah, it's moving out of Reseda to downtown LA. Apparently, yeah.
I'm sad about that. I liked the American Legion.
It's
Hall.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It had a very cozy feeling in there.
Right. It's. I mean, it feels like a death trap. I feel like I'm going to die.
I would hold my purse the entire show because I was ready to get up and run at any second.
Oh yeah.
Right.
I did not want to be squished.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people just flip on from the ring into the audience.
Yes.
It's really crazy.
Joey Ryan was a big wrestler there.
Okay.
Oh gosh. I remember someone giving a retirement speech. I want to say his name was Tornado or something like that.
Okay. Mm. I wonder if anyone can track down who that was.
There were brothers who wrestled together.
Possibly the Young Bucks.
Yes, the Young Bucks.
Wow.
Wow.
You were seeing Young Bucks back in the day.
Oh, yeah. And they kind of wore like bell-bottom spandex pants, I remember.
They got cool outfits.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen them.
Never seen the Young Bucks? Mm-mm. I think I saw one of the Young Bucks get a concussion in the ring.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Jesus. There was a gentleman who would wear a white leather coat with fringe on it.
Okay.
And he like went up to like one of the other leagues and then came back, I feel
like.
Oh,
okay.
Sure.
I got very upset because I've hung out with Joey Ryan too, by the way.
Okay.
So I know him in real life too, not just as, yeah. So be impressed.
I am.
But we are very impressed. We're easily impressible, bro. So.
Then I got very excited because he was on, I think, an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race when they had to do a wrestling challenge.
Oh, that's
cool.
Like,
I know him. I'm trying to think of who else were there. Someone who would always like slap the other person's chest really hard. That was their like go-to move over and over again. If you watch some of like the DVDs from like 2009 through 2012, I think you will see me in the audience.
This
there.
Is amazing. You know what? Hey, if anyone tracks down a shot of Gillian in the audience at PWG,
looking terrified, clutching my purse,
hit us up with the hashtag.
I'm a freak.
Yeah. Hashtag. Hey, I'm a freak
with too much time on my hand. What the hell? He's gonna track down a screen grab.
Well, I don't know. There might be some fanatics who have those DVDs sitting around. They might throw one on from 2009, see a vintage Young Bucks match, mm-hmm. and say like, "Hey, there's Gillian," and everyone knows noticed her before.
How about the guy who would bring out the Nintendo pad thing and like stomp his feet on that?
I'm not sure who that is.
Sounds like Nathan Barnett. Yeah.
But anyway, hit us up with a hashtag, I'm a freak, and we'll give someone something.
Yeah.
We'll figure out what that is. What? We'll give you some TBD thing. I don't know.
You're one of your cats.
No. You said that because I was going to be, I told you I was going to be late, and then you said,
I demand one of your cats as a penalty.
Which you will not get.
We'll see.
Over my dead body.
Well.
Which one would you give me? Wally or Irma?
I love them both equally.
Mm. So which one would you give me?
If you said that I have to give one up, I would have to kill myself.
But you could always get another cat.
That's so dramatic. She's a friend you can trust with the care of your loved cat.
I love them both too much. They're like my children. I know that you would take good care of them.
Yeah, I would.
Even Sophie made the choice, though.
Give me one.
Nope.
So Sophie's choice would be to take your own life.
Yes, yeah.
You have one burnt out bulb and one missing bulb in your chandelier.
You know what? Here's what I got to say about this. This chandelier is strange, and the bulbs will burn out quickly. And so,
why don't you get one of those energy efficient bulbs?
Yeah. There is one, and it's extra bright. The one closest to you. Okay. So that's why you don't look into it. And that's why I keep one. I don't know where the missing bulb is. Probably Wally or Irma did something funny.
How did the cat? These are incredible cats. I really want one.
They're very, very funny.
They're the Michael Jordan of cats with their leaping ability.
That's right.
Chandelier is very high up.
Acting ability. They're brother and sister, so you can't separate them.
Mm.
You don't live with your sister.
I know, and it kills me every day.
Wait, so what? When you're watching these wrestling events, like what made you kind of drift away from it or lose interest in it? Slash, maybe it just got too busy. Whatever the answer is, but also like, what did you enjoy about it? Like, what was your favorite thing to see in the ring?
I never lost interest in it.
Okay.
Let me think. What did I like? Well, their athleticism was quite impressive.
It really is.
I enjoy the flippy floppy style of pro wrestling.
Oh man, me too.
Right?
And lots of hunks. No shortage of them.
Not in it for the hunks. Okay. I'm in it for the moves.
Well,
Weiger's there for a hunk. Well, I mean,
we all have our own reasons.
No, I loved it. I thought it was really fun. And such like, I liked learning all the chants.
Right.
I liked knowing what was going on, ongoing rivalries. Why did I stop going? I don't know why I stopped going. Just getting busy, I guess. Is it on a Friday night?
Yeah, it is oftentimes.
And then, so I think, you know, with community and then love, I was often working all night Friday.
With your old friend over here.
Little Two Spoon. Why do they call you Two Spoons?
I called myself Two Spoons. Oh.
You originally were the Spoon Man.
I was the Spoon Man.
And then, why are you the Spoon Man?
What, you haven't listened to every episode of the podcast?
Nope. Why are you the Spoon Man?
Because, you know what? I had a spoon in my shirt one day.
Okay.
And I said, you know, I'm the Spoon Man now. Everybody called me the Spoon Man.
Now, if I remember it, I thought you had a spoon in your hand.
Mm.
You said that, yeah, that's why you're the Spoon Man. You can't shut up to the studio with a plastic spoon.
Yeah,
I don't know what the actual origin is.
You gave yourself that nickname?
Hell yeah, I did. And you know what? It took off. The rest is history.
Now, why are you like it? Mikey Mitch Two Spoons now?
Mitchy Two Spoons? Because that's kind of my new smoother persona.
Oh, Lord.
I think it's a rebrand that you should.
You know me. You know I'm a smooth guy.
I think you're going to go back to the original Spoon Man at some point.
You say that like wrestling, I'm going to go back to the old name.
Yeah, I think it's like a Hollywood Hogan phase. It's like a little bit, you know, you're going to eventually go back to the original.
Yes, Hollywood Hogan, the more likable name that everyone remembers him by.
No, he's saying little Mitchy Two Spoons is your Hollywood Hogan, and you're going to go back to Mitch.
But you don't think this is a smoother name, Mitchy Two Spoons? I sound like I'm from Goodfellas.
What?
I sound like I'm from Goodfellas,
is
baby.
Is that what you're going?
I sound like I'm part of the crew.
What's the crew?
Ray Liotta and everybody.
Right.
Oh, you're with those guys. Okay.
Do you know Ray Liotta?
I've never. I've never met. Maybe I have.
I tried to get him on the podcast as a surprise for Nick once, and it didn't work out.
Is that your hero?
I mean, I'm a big Ray Liotta fan, but I think Mitch was also just trying to blindside me with a booking I wouldn't expect. And he has some connection to food, I guess.
Goodfellas, great food movie. Goodfellas,
one of the best food movies.
Great food movie.
Did you contact his publicist?
No.
What did you do exactly?
I prayed.
Let's
to every god.
Oh, okay. That's nice and inclusive of you.
Mm-hmm. Not the devil. Gillian knows I'm afraid of ghosts.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say everything.
You know everything about me. I have two cats and I'm afraid of ghosts. Mm-hmm. That's basically, yep, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know things about you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can also make up a lot of view just like by looking at you. Like, you're just like, okay, you're a large guy. This guy maybe likes to eat, and he wears a Patriots hat all the time. So he didn't assume
that.
Boston.
You dink.
All right. I'm just saying.
Shout out to Dink. PWG.
So, okay.
I want to go back to my point. I know that it's a terrible thing, but you like some great restaurants. You know some great restaurants in Los Angeles.
Yes. I thought I steered us away from this topic, but deftly.
I think that's okay, an appreciation for the good restaurants.
Sure.
We had a great look. Is great, and you go there quite a bit, and that's a good. Well, I shouldn't say that. Sorry. Now people.
Why are you
there.
Giving away my locations?
Oh, that's a good point. She loves
food.
Food. Palermo's on Vermont Avenue.
Correct. I love Palermo's.
We can bleep the other utterance.
But you like good. I'm just saying you like some quality restaurants.
I do. I enjoy eating good food.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you and my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you like good food, but you don't drink at all.
Correct.
What is your beverage of choice when you go to a fine dining place that maybe is like, oh, we got craft cocktails or a wine pairing?
Water.
You just do straight water.
What?
What? What's it to you?
It's boring city, baby.
Who cares?
This is the wrong with water.
Don't care what you think at all.
What? You've told me on set I'm one of the coolest people you know.
That's also true. You know what? I got into hot water with a slice of lemon. That's slightly more exciting.
Oh, hot water? Fun.
Yeah.
Hot water with a slice of lemon?
Yeah. Settles the tummy.
That sounds like a bath.
What? Why did you put a lemon in the tub?
Because, I don't know, it seems like it would be nicer than drinking a hot bath. Look, if you told me hot water, slice of lemon, or is that a bath or a drink, I'd say a bath.
No.
One slice of lemon?
You're wrong.
You're drinking.
What are you putting in baths?
I make a lot of baths.
What do you put in the baths?
No, I a lot of the time I'll do a shower bath.
What?
That's like if I'm like not feeling great, I'll just lay down and let the shower fall on me.
But you're not filling up the tub at all? Or are you plugging the tub?
No, I mean, I don't know.
So this is just a sit down shower?
Yeah, a sit down shower.
Okay.
Yeah.
But. What? Why would you put a slice of lemon in a tub?
I'm saying that it sounds more like a bath than a drink is all I'm
wrong.
Trying to say.
I think you're wrong here. I've heard of
you say hot
water with lemon is a perfectly fine
not
drink.
Not even tea in there?
No.
Wait, I thought it was melon. Did I say melon at one point?
I thought you'd been saying lemon. You might have said melon once.
Lemon.
Did you hear melon?
I don't know. Maybe at one point.
What is going on in your brain right now?
I'm just
He's
confused.
Scared. He's scared
what
of me.
What are you confused about?
I'm scared of Gillian. She makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I took Leslie to a PWG, by the way.
I bet she loved it.
She did.
She did have a nice
She loved
time.
It.
BOA, Battle of Los Angeles, isn't
wow.
that?
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, something like that. BOLA?
BOLA, yeah.
BOLA, yeah. Yep.
I just learned that acronym this morning from our buddy Evan Susser.
That's right.
Cody, the wrestler, the American Nightmare, Cody, tweeted out BOLA, apparently. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's BOLA? And he educated me.
Yep.
Gillian already knew it.
Yep.
I'll look at that wrestling chain, and it will be like, 20 instances of you being like, who's this guy? Oh, he's quite the hunk. He's got a great build. It'll just be 20 instances of that. Of Weiger having a hunk meter for all the wrestlers.
I know.
They are all
he
hunks.
Already implied that I was going there to look at hunks.
No, yeah. I didn't mean to imply that.
I just a fan of technique.
All right. Yeah,
It is like a ballet in many ways.
It is.
It's very impressive. The athleticism has really gone up a notch since in the period when I stopped watching wrestling and then resumed watching it recently. So wait, we had another loose end earlier, which was now I forgot what it was called. Chop, not chop,
chip chop ham.
Chip chop ham. What is chip chop ham?
It's very thinly sliced ham.
Mm. Mm.
I don't know why that's a Pittsburgh specialty, but it is. And then also she would make city chicken, which I don't think is specific to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
It's like chicken on a skewer.
Okay.
Never had that. And then she'd make something called meat cup.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, she'd put ground beef in a cupcake tin and cook it and put a crouton in the center.
Slash pie tin.
Come on.
Pie? It was little for cupcakes.
Mitch has this insane opinion. Tell her, Mitch.
No, we won't get into it.
Mitch has this insane opinion that cupcakes are not cake, that they are pie.
Look, let's not even get into it.
How would they be pie?
Because you have cake in the name.
I was going to say a meat cup. I'd have that with every meal. You should have that instead of your water with hot water with lemon.
I should replace my beverage with a meat cup.
Pivoting so quickly from the cupcakes or pie argument, you want to get off of that.
I'm
so
nervous.
Quickly.
I used to accuse Gillian and Claudia of being witches. Remember?
Yes.
I went into your trailer and what did I find? Eye of Newt.
How sad are you that love is over and that you're no longer tortured by Claudia and I on set?
I was tortured by you guys quite a bit.
I forced him to post things on his Instagram account.
That is true. There's a couple you can see on my Instagram account. There is a couple of pictures.
Can you think of an instance?
There's a picture where she literally stole my phone, and it's a picture of her.
Yeah. I posted a selfie of myself, and then I forced him to post a picture of Claudia and myself.
You would help out if I was dating someone.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Fine, I shouldn't bring it up either. I fucked up. If I was dating, you would help me with texts.
Yes, that's true.
Wow.
I wrote some texts. I think I got you a date.
You did.
Whoa, yeah. Very cool.
You did. It was also funny because, I mean, I don't know of this girl anymore, but I mean, she's fine, by the way. I'm saying it was a funny thing where you would write a text and then it would go so well. And then it would go back to me and fizzle out.
Mitch, you got the project to write for the two of you, a Cyrano de Bergerac tale.
Yeah.
You got a ghost texter.
I love that. That's great. That's great. A Wally and Irma production. Shot entirely out in front of Palmerston Place.
Why are you telling people where you live?
They already know.
What?
He says his street name.
Why?
And sometimes discloses his address.
I never said the address.
Why are you telling people your street?
What are they going to do? Come and kill me?
Possibly.
Bring it on, I say.
What if they come and
you're scared
nab
of
your
me
cats?
Going into your bedroom, but not random strangers showing up at your apartment?
If someone shows up at the apartment, I'll just know it's my time. It's fine.
This is bizarre.
It's my time. I mean, I don't give out my address.
He just said you did.
Maybe one time accidentally. The street is big. We've bleeped out every time I said my actual address.
I think what would happen, based on my experience coming to your apartment, is if someone, like a listener, came to your address and opened your front door and walked in and you were, say, playing Switch, you'd just be like, hey, man, what's going on? Like, it wouldn't even phase you. Because people just
probably.
Like, I've seen Bug Main just walk into here Kramer style. Like, he just enters, like, it's his place.
That's
and
true.
You just, like, say hi to him, and he just starts hanging out.
Yeah.
It's a strange life you live.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a bored man since love ended. And I got nothing going on.
That can't be true.
No, it is 100% true.
You got this podcast.
James Corden called up. He said, hey, you want to come on the show? Hey, great. This is going to be great. As in a sketch, not even as myself. I played a mark in a sketch.
You were very funny
that's
in that
better
bit.
Than nothing.
That's yeah, true. That's
you didn't have to be booked. Scared by a ghost this time.
Yeah, that's true. I knew what was going on at
you
least.
You were on a hit television show being funny. That's something to be proud
wah,
of.
Wah, wah, wah.
Now all we got is this podcast. I see Nick every week.
We have fun.
No, we don't.
All right, we don't have fun. But people listen to the show.
Did you do a March Madness style thing in March?
Yeah, we did.
Who won?
This year's Munch Madness was The Slice is Right. Mm-hmm. We did a pizza tournament.
Ooh.
And Domino's won.
Domino's. There's actually the Dave Thomas Cup is right there in front of Mitch's Captain Phasma figurine.
Ooh.
It hasn't been engraved with this year's winner yet, but the past two winners, In-N-Out Burger and Wendy's, are in there for 2016.
And my monster cookie jar, which you complimented.
I like it a lot.
It's a great cookie jar.
There'll be no cookies in there. Because I eat them just out of the case. I don't put the cookies in the jar, for crying out loud.
You could put treats for Wally and Irma in there.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Oh, that's fun.
Then they'll always be trying to knock it up. They'll not knock it up. They'll be always be trying to
do the nasty with this monster figurine.
No. They'll be trying to knock the head off.
All right.
And they're trying to get in there. Oh, fuck it. You make me nervous, okay? And I can't believe, look.
Was Claudia nice to you when she appeared on the show?
She is very,
she was very nice.
She's very nice. You know, funny. Everyone.
A delight.
I always become the butt of jokes, don't I?
No.
It's true.
You're our darling Mitchie Two-Spins.
People like you.
No, they don't.
You do.
Oh, my God. Now you're fishing for compliments.
Mm-hmm.
You're a likable man. People enjoy, you have a natural charisma, and people are attracted to you as a human being.
Gillian. For who you are.
Everybody likes you. You're really cute. You're a nice man.
I feel better.
What else do you want?
What do you want? What do you need?
You want some Bubba Juice chop chip with milk? Okay. So you guys are both actors, and one more question before I want to get into Taco Bell. On set,
yeah.
What are you eating snack-wise? What are you eating meal-wise? Because that can be a train wreck if you're not careful in terms of just calorie consumption. Mm-hmm. Anything come to mind, Gillian?
Avocado on a rice cake.
Really?
Oh, God. Really?
What? What's wrong with that?
I mean, it's very healthy.
Yeah, that's super healthy.
Yeah.
Some good fats and not too much in the way of carbs.
Too often I'd get a breakfast burrito, and then I'd be sleepy almost
right.
immediately.
That's the problem. If you eat on set too late at night, then I would immediately get a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And then my stomach hurts
yeah.
for the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
You have to be careful.
Yeah. Right.
I felt that way always. I think it was nerves. Gillian scared me. And eating a giant breakfast
burrito. Who scares you more, Claudia or myself?
You scare me more.
Oh.
Wow.
You have the title.
Ooh.
Claudia's going to one-up her game now. She's going to try to be more scary. She's going to show up here in witch regalia.
Ooh.
I feel the same way you do, where I would never... I actually don't like to eat that much.
Mm-hmm.
And even like lunch, you usually get like an hour.
Right.
It's a good time to take a nap.
It's a great time to take a nap.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, man.
That's an important skill to learn how to nap.
Mm.
Right.
That's key.
A good 30 to 45 minutes of a nap.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I can't do it.
You can tell. Oh, yeah, I know. Nick doesn't nap.
I can't fall asleep.
Work on it.
I've tried.
What do you mean you've tried?
I don't know. I just lie there and I don't fall asleep.
You've never had a nap?
I've had naps, but it's usually because I'm like so exhausted from the previous day. Like I did get a bad night's sleep, and then the next day I was like fall asleep early, and then I wake up. I wouldn't say I'm like a proper napper.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I love them.
This is riveting.
Oh, this is the kind of content we bring to the listeners of the Doughboys podcast.
You know what? Here's a fun fact.
Oh, God.
Love is over. I still nap. I've taken into my daily habit.
What's all that mail? Can I go through your mail?
No, you cannot go through my mail.
Will you hand me that basket, please?
Sure.
No, what if there's something weird in there?
Let's see. Some of this stuff is addressed to the Doughboys.
Ugh, boring.
Yeah. There's not too much going on there.
You were looking for some love letters.
I was looking for some love letters.
No one sends me love letters.
We don't know that.
That's insane.
Looks like you had a Del Taco coupon in there.
Ooh.
There is a Del Taco coupon in there. That's closest to a love letter.
I might have to nab that from you.
Mm. Have you ever gotten a love letter?
An actual love letter.
I've gotten a couple, they're via email.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I got a couple like love emails. But they were from like people I'd like known years ago, and then they sent me like a lengthy like
wait what
like declaration of
whoa
love.
What this the is, hell
yeah it happened a couple
this
of times.
This is the kind of content you need to be providing.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know how to handle it, so I just sort of was like, all right, well,
whoa.
I think
what do you mean? What do you mean? All right, well,
I was just like, oh, that was probably cathartic for them, and I'm just gonna move on.
Did you not respond?
No.
They poured their heart out to you and you didn't even respond?
What the fuck, Weiger?
Yeah. I don't know. I was young. I didn't know how to handle that.
Whoa.
Oh, you got a $2 bill in there.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. All right. You got some sort of adapter. What is that for? Is that for travel? Like some sort of thing that plugs
into
the wall?
This is the Doughboy's basket. This is as much yours as it is
mine. Batteries.
Oh, three batteries. Three Eneloop batteries.
Wait, no.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
Oh, there we
batteries.
Go.
Weiger is now swallowing those batteries.
They need to be charged.
What? Don't you need this?
That's an SD card. We've got a couple of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If so you if you see a dongle in there,
or what?
A dongle. We're missing a dongle. I think Wally.
Is this a dongle?
No.
No.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Is it the dongle though, or is it the adapter?
What?
Well, because we have a dongle in there, but we also have an adapter. They're like separate things.
The dongle for the iPhone.
Okay, yeah.
Or is it the adapter?
Dongle. No, I think that is the dongle.
You have a free small size combo meal coupon for Del Taco.
You can take that, Weiger, if you want.
Here, Weiger.
Thank you. Wait, let's see.
What about Seasons Eatings?
He's looking for the expiration date already because he knows that it's expired.
Expires 3/4/18.
Shit.
Come on. They'll still... They'll
Maybe it's like Bed Bath & Beyond. They might still take it.
Yeah.
I think they won't honor it because when I've used these before, they scan the barcode. And I think the barcode will just be invalid.
Well, what about these two?
Oh, those look like proper gift cards. Weiger. Those I think you can use.
What? Why are you getting mad at me?
What's the balance on these seasoning eating Del Taco?
Why aren't you going through this basket?
Because there's too much shit in this fucking house.
This person really took a lot of time. Look, their handwriting is beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Don't open.
When did you get these?
Seasons Eatings. Dear Doughboys and team, thank you so much for your podcast. It's been a terrible year and it really means a lot. I've been re-listening to old episodes to bing laughter and joy to these terrible days. I'm so grateful for the podcast and all the work you do. Thanks for the laughs. Much love to you all. Pie, cake. The two little drawings, beautiful handwriting.
Oh, my! The reference to pie and cake. Who is that from?
I didn't know I should read the person's name. They didn't say, please read this out loud.
They probably love that you read the card, though. It's very nice.
Do you want me to say the first name?
Sure.
I'll say her first name is Heather. Thanks, Heather. That's very nice.
Thank you, Heather.
She says, dear Doughboys and team, including you, Song, and Wally, and Irma, which is very nice.
Here, let me look at the last name.
Yeah.
Oh, Locklear.
This, I opened yours. That's for you, Nick.
Oh, okay. One for me.
One for Nick.
You got one too, don't you?
Is it another love letter that he's going to toss in the trash?
No, this is very nice. Should I read this one? This seems very unseasonal now. We're reading these Christmas cards.
Why didn't you
ever
open these?
Why didn't we open these?
This is on you as much as me.
Well, I don't go through the bag.
I put it
in the basket.
There's a mail basket that I put all the Doughboy shit
okay,
in.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying that your responsibility doesn't end when you put it in the basket.
Now, are you opening more things?
Yes. Ooh, your photo is on here.
Oh, this is a very nice one.
These are very, very
nice. The friend hateship between you and Nick always makes me laugh.
Oh. This is, I don't know how long DB will last, but your bad program means a lot to me. Your efforts are far-reaching, even if it doesn't feel like it. Merry Christmas to you and your lovely wife, Natalie, from this expat Californian. Very sincerely, Laura.
Hey,
Thank you, Laura.
If you ever make it down to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, but New Orleans is close enough, is near me too... your live shows sound amazing. Trying to get us down there, Weiger.
Wow.
This is from Laura.
We got a card. This is.
Oh, wait, what? Don't let the cats eat tinsel. It's very bad for them.
Oh, boy. Careful.
Shit, I've been feeding them tinsel since fucking Christmas.
Give me those cats.
You don't get the cats, okay?
Mitch, this is very
nice.
Look,
I'm standing up to you today.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're trembling. This is a Jolly Holidays. We got a little postcard.
Hey, that's great.
With a picture of Maggie and Taylor, you remember. We met them when we were up in Seattle, I believe.
They did that for their Christmas card?
Isn't that nice?
What the hell are they thinking?
They got Evan Susser on there. They should have cropped him out.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, now we've gone through all your mail.
There's more.
Give me the mail.
No, there's too much. It's in the back. It's boring.
Why don't you open it?
It's boring mail, too.
You got a sample pamphlet in here.
Ooh.
What? That big green bag and this other, the green stuff is Doughboys.
Okay.
And it's on as much as on you, and you never care.
That's fine. I just don't, to me, that basket is a black hole, and I don't know what goes into it, and I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We should come up with a better system for the mail, is what I'm saying.
What?
If I'm coming to your house.
I made a mail basket.
Okay. We'll just start opening it when it... Well, let's just open stuff when it arrives, and then we'll go through... How about this? The start of every... Before we record every episode, you and I will get here a little early.
Easy for me.
You were late today. To your own place.
Ooh, burn!
Hold on.
We'll get to that in a second.
Well, yeah, we're going to get into this restaurant.
We'll take a second. We'll do what Gillian just did, and we'll go through all the mail. We'll open it up, so we'll stay current.
This ain't fucking Sesame Street, okay, lady? You can't come in and read my mail.
These people were kind enough to write you cards, thoughtful cards, and you don't even have the respect to open them?
I need to open them with Weiger.
Why?
Because.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Doughboys. Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. Makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wags, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold, plus all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply. Hey, Mitch. I feel like during the summer, pretty much everything I'm doing outdoors is making me thirsty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the issue is. That blasted sun.
Curse the sun.
Curse the sun.
Giver of life, but also
giver of heat.
Giver of a dehydrator in chief, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Summer requires extraordinary hydration because of the sun. That's built for everyday dehydrating moments. Yes.
The moon is cool.
Moon's real cool. When the moon is out, there's never a doubt. The moon is cool.
And when the sun's up high, you can't deny it's gonna be hot, 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 hot. Anyways, I think that we've expressed that the sun gets you hot in the summertime.
And the moon keeps you cool. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America.
Wags, that's right. And you know what? It's so easy to just tear open a packet of Liquid IV, pour it into a cup, mix it up with some ice cold water, and drink it down. My favorite flavor, strawberry.
It's a hydration multiplier.
That's right.
Gets you even more hydrated, and it's easier to stay hydrated while traveling. And you know what, Mitch? We like the taste.
I love the taste. And you know what? I love that I'm getting all those electrolytes and I'm not getting filled up with sugars.
Yeah. I love the smell too, and it helps you out, not just while traveling, but after a big night out. You know what I mean?
Come on.
Come on. The moon is cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
The moon is cool. Cool, cool, cool. Tear, pour. Live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
And Wise, it's got 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and now sugar-free. We got white peach.
Wow.
Green grape.
Wow. Raspberry melon. And lemon lime.
That's right, Wags. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Doughboys at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Doughboys at liquidiv.com.
I love Liquid IV. You know why?
Why?
Because it's cool. Cool, cool, cool.
And the sun is hot,
hot, hot, hot.
Oh boy, Mitch, Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Name the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up. Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage, so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one, and now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah. Welcome back to Doughboys, here with Gillian Jacobs. Taco Bell, you've never been there.
Never been.
How?
Before we get started on that, was I your favorite person on the love set?
No.
Oh. Was I top five?
Sure.
Yeah. Mitch, you're a top five person for me in the Doughboys universe.
What the fuck?
Top six.
Top six?
Yeah, I think so.
What are you doing? What, Yusong? Emma? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wally?
Wally?
Irma? Yeah.
Weiger and Wally had issues with each other.
Yeah. Wally's a little skittish around me, but we bonded a little bit. And hey, I gave him a good pet last time.
We'll tweet out the video of this. Weiger and Wally bonded. He gave Wally a good pet.
Cool.
I pet him quite a bit.
You think our podcast is boring?
No.
No, it is. You're right.
Yeah, it is.
Should I get Wally out here?
Yeah.
She's never met him. I'll listen to you. I'll get Wally.
Okay, go get Wally. We'll talk about your Taco Bell and experience. How is it possible that you have never eaten Taco Bell in your life as someone who grew up in the U.S.?
I don't know. I just never went.
Is there any fast food you have? Is fast food not really something that was a part of your upbringing?
No, it was.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to fast food restaurants.
So what fast food were you eating with any frequency?
McDonald's, right. Wendy's. Those are probably the top two.
Right. But Taco Bell, was there anything in the kind of the Mexican category that you were ever having fast food-wise?
Pittsburgh is not known for its Mexican food.
Got it. And then even in New York City, kind of. I mean, out here in L.A., there's certainly lots of options. Here's
that's
Wally.
That's a handsome cat.
He's a very good-looking man.
That's a handsome cat.
Wally, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, buddy.
There
you go.
Mitch is handing Wally over to Gillian. Wally is being a little skittish because he's something of a shy guy. He's getting some good pets, though. He's getting some neck rubs, and he loves every minute of it.
He certainly does.
Oh, boy.
Here, just put him down here.
He's a little sheddy.
Yeah, we'll see if he's going to move around a little bit.
Bring up the idea?
Bring up the idea?
Bring up the idea that... The big okay.
Oh, this was your yeah. Yeah, you can go ahead. Go for it.
Well, it wasn't necessarily my idea, but we're going to do the Golden Paw Club.
What's that?
Every month we're going to feature a stray from a shelter.
That's cute. I like it.
And we're going to try to get a cat adopted and a dog adopted.
And we're going to match it with some donations from the Doughboys Corporation to help some of these shelters.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, but because you know Irma and Wally were—I don't know if they were strays, but you rescued them.
I got them from the Cat's Meow, which was where we were going to. That's where we're going to try to. That's who we're going to try to work with.
Yeah, so that's a thing.
This is wonderful.
Now that's a thing we have to do because we committed to it, but we were going to do it anyway.
We were going to do it anyways. Yeah. Yes. And then,
has Wally ever appeared on the podcast?
Wally has. He has before. He came out here and he started like attacking wires.
and we had a video of it. Remember,
this was this on a bonus episode? This was just on a bonus episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
This might be his first episode, his first appearance in the full Doughboys canon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this, I gotta give credit. This is Clem Dog, Sean Clements, and his wife Grace. It was their idea.
Yeah, little innovation from Hollywood Handbook land.
Mm-hmm.
Applied to the Doughboys.
And Clem Dog might get involved around the holidays. He said,
"Oh, interesting." Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be our. It will do some good with this podcast, maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
he loved.
Oh wait, I thought of another classic Pittsburgh food thing.
Ooh, I want to hear about it.
Eaton Park.
Ooh,
what is that?
Eaton Park is a diner chain. They're open 24 hours, and they're known for their smiley cookie.
Mmm,
that sounds good.
Yeah, it's delicious.
When Nick asked you, I didn't get to hear the answer, but you didn't. Did you go? You didn't go to a lot of fast food growing up. Or?
I went to, I'd say, McDonald's and Wendy's.
Okay,
were the two places.
Wendy's is one of my favorites.
Yeah,
and McDonald's is one of my favorites, and Taco Bell is my. Those are my top three.
Cool to know.
Do you like? So are you? You've had a lot of fast food. You're someone who enjoys some fine dining. Are you someone who likes fast food? Who craves fast food, or is it just like a thing you have to get if there's no other options?
I don't really eat it anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. I'll go to like In-N-Out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like a level above too.
Right.
That's like, it almost doesn't feel like fast food.
Not from a price standpoint though.
Subway. That's another restaurant I went to as a kid.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Subway.
Yeah, Subway is
a lot of Subway in.
Nick, you and I talk about this a lot. I know that you got a full loaf of bread.
Yeah.
But it's a decent health option. If you just get like a turkey sub
it's
or something.
It's marginal. I mean, the food's so processed there, but depending on what you order, you can do marginally better than what you would get at like a
Carl's. Not fried or whatever. Exactly.
Sure. Yeah. You can make some compromises there.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you had, how do you feel about Mexican food in general? I know Taco Bell is a pretty corrupt version of it, but, you know, you've lived in LA for some time.
Love it.
Yeah. Big fan. What's your favorite? Like favorite, were you a taco, burrito, quesadilla person?
I'd say taco.
Oh, hell yeah. You get some al pastor in there. What do you go with?
Carnitas.
Oh yeah,
al pastor.
Do you have a? I was going to ask a favorite shop, but I probably shouldn't.
I'm not telling you nothing.
My favorites are Cactus Taqueria here, and Guisado's tacos are very good.
Guisado's is very good.
Guisado's.
You want to sit down and have a nice meal? BS Taqueria, one of our favorite restaurants.
That's one of the best.
All right, so. Did you have any biases about Taco Bell going in? Because it certainly has a reputation.
What's its reputation?
I think people think of Taco Bell as like, it's unhealthy.
You almost said diarrhea.
I almost said diarrhea. I was going to say diarrhea, but yeah. I want to leave with like it's very unhealthy. People say it gives you diarrhea.
What?
I've it doesn't. It's not a guarantee. Yeah,
wait, what? Why'd you let me eat it then?
Look, no.
I have places to be.
I know you have a place to go tonight.
I can't have diarrhea.
Well, it turns out. Hopefully.
Do you guys provide adult diapers as part of the podcast?
Do we supply them? Nick and I are wearing one now.
Do you have sponsors for this show?
We do. Yeah, we get some
occasionally.
Some ads.
Yeah.
You could maybe get adult diapers.
Right.
I think that's a great idea. Would you wear one for a full episode, Nick?
Yeah, I would. Absolutely. We could share one. That'd be fun.
There's been rare moments.
What about Squatty Potty? Have they advertised?
So we could share one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not share a Squatty Potty. Have they advertised on your show?
They have not. But
they
haven't. We'd be.
I have one
candidate.
In the bathroom though.
Yeah, they're great.
I got one too.
Unkink your colon.
What? I do think people have gotten a little too comfortable talking about shitting. We're a little
what,
too
society
shit.
In
yeah,
general.
I feel like the Squatty Potty thing was just like, yeah, I do like it. I like having it, but like.
Oh, come on.
You know what?
It's better to shit than not shit.
No,
that's
it's true.
And you know what? It would make my life... You know how scared I was of that my entire life?
Pooping?
Yes, pooping.
I think that's common.
I was backed up. I went to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
I've said this before, but they put a camera up there.
And they saw a lot of poop?
And my dad said to the doctor, and it was one of his... He was the most proud lines he ever had. I told you this, Nick. That he said, I always knew he was full of shit to the doctor. And I was like in uncomfortable pain. It was not like a fun moment for me.
They were like, did you have us do that to your son just so you could give that line?
It's a good line.
That is a good line.
It was a good dad.
Did
it was
you
a
laugh
funny
at the time?
Joke. I mean, like, if I wasn't full of pain, and they were like filling me with air. This is what I've said this, but like, yeah, mm-hmm. I felt like the Mario balloon, which I'm sure you'll get this reference.
I kind of get it.
The Mario, there's a power balloon that makes them fill up with air.
Oh boy,
and that's how I felt afterwards.
Devilishly difficult level, tubular.
Mm,
yeah, yep. Very hard.
Mm-hmm. Gillian's leaving. What, you don't like the extra levels in Super Mario World for Super Nintendo?
What?
Not a gamer, eh?
No.
So you've never had Taco Bell. You don't really know about its reputation too much. I mean, I'm sure you've the Yokiero Taco Bell. Some of that has permeated your consciousness.
Yeah, I'm aware of their ad campaigns.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But what? Okay,
you're trying to ask what she thought of the restaurant. Did you think of it at all?
Have any sort of like were you like tentative about eating this? Were you like, I don't know what this is going to do to me, or I think this is going to be bad?
Well, I didn't know to be afraid.
Oh, interesting.
I get mad at people who say that it's like a diarrhea place. I don't think it's true.
I agree.
I don't think it's true. People say, I mean, like, it's unhealthy fast food in many ways. But also recently, I said, we've talked about this, like, it's said to be one of the healthier fast food options.
I suspect the diarrhea reputation is because it actually comes from people with bad diets who don't normally eat fiber.
Yeah.
And the fiber they consume, the small amount of fiber they consume comes in the form of Taco Bell beans.
Yeah.
And so it reacts to their bodies react to it in a harsh
way. Fair enough. Yeah.
That's my suspicion.
Great.
Yeah. You're going to be fine. I promise you.
Wonderful.
All right. So what do you like? I guess let's just talk through the food. We've got Mitch, do you have the lineup of everything that we got for yourself and Gillian?
Well,
and then
I also
got some stuff myself.
I do. Yep.
Can't we
rename this podcast Watch and Wally, and we just have a...
It would be true. It would be a better podcast.
Yeah, it would be more successful.
Come here, Wally. You're a cute boy.
He is.
He's a handsome lad.
He is a handsome lad.
He likes ladies.
Well, one thing we started with is we had the Wild Naked Chicken Chalupa, and this is the Naked Chicken Chalupa. They brought it back. This was a thing that you and I loved, Mitch.
Yeah.
The wild version has the chicken shell. It's also got lettuce, tomatoes, shredded cheese, and then it's got the new bold wild sauce. Here's what I'll say, because I got this today myself,
mm-hmm.
separately from you guys. The wild sauce is the only spicy element, and it's not quite wild enough. I was hoping for the shell to actually be spicier.
Right, so wait, this is the one where the shell is chicken.
The shell is chicken, yeah. What did you think?
That's odd.
It is. It's very odd.
It's odd.
It is odd.
I like it overall. I mean, I really like
the taste.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say.
Why does the shell need to be chicken?
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's just a marketing ploy.
Yeah, right. It is, and it works. I think that they do funny stuff like that. That works. I'll say this: you had a good observation that it tasted kind of Big Mac-y, which it does.
Yeah, the sauce had a Big Mac.
Right.
Yeah.
But for something that's supposed to be wild,
yeah.
For something that's supposed to not be mild but be wild, I was expecting a little bit more heat level.
Maybe the wildness comes from the fact that the chicken is the shell. Maybe that's what's wild. Mm.
Well, here's the thing. I would agree with your theory, but there is a vanilla Naked Chicken Chalupa, not vanilla in terms of vanilla flavor.
That'd be strange.
There's just a regular one. Without the wild element.
Are there dessert options at Taco Bell?
There are.
There are a couple. There's kind of like cinnamon twist, which I probably should have gotten you.
I think the freeze that you guys got technically qualifies
as a dessert.
That's a dessert? Yeah, I think that people call that a dessert.
Yeah, close. Look, I got to Taco Bell today.
Yes.
And their system was down. There was only one cash register that was working. Mm-hmm. And so they had to take the orders from inside and outside, and it was an insanely long line at Taco Bell.
Right.
And it made me about 8 minutes late to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay?
I was here on time.
I know everybody was here on time. I was texting Nick. You know, I had to go get us waters and then try to get us some...
Where's my water?
We didn't get you one yet.
We didn't offer our guests water.
We didn't offer water.
We have a water. Do you want a water?
Do you want a flat?
Okay. We got flat. We got sparkling.
You know, the water from my house has the same reputation as Taco Bell. That it will give you diarrhea.
What are these marks on your walls?
Oh, this right here?
Yeah. And on that wall as well.
I don't know. You know, there's some marks here.
That's like about chair height. I think that might come from that chair.
Oh,
right
yeah.
There,
you know
yeah.
what it is? I'll tell you what this is. I'll tell you what this mark is. I put this chair up against the wall sometimes, and Wally and Irma, they come up and they run up on it, and then they take their two front paws and they hug the top of the chair, and it's very cute.
Now, what about on the other wall where it's even
that
higher?
I know what that is, too. That was a mirror. I put a mirror against the wall. I've gotten rid of the mirror. I gave it to charity.
Yeah.
Wait, what's it called? Goodwill. Thank you. I give no.
Sure.
Who are you thanking yourself?
I don't know. I got nervous. You're making me nervous. You're making me nervous.
That could be another podcast. You're making me nervous.
You're making me nervous.
There you go.
That would be a nightmare.
You know, Mitch, there might be another mark on your wall. Mark Hamill on your Star Wars poster.
Oh, no. You have one of those?
Oh, God. There's going to be a big red mark on my wall.
What, from
blowing
my
brain? Yeah, blowing your brains out.
All right.
Look, it wasn't my fault that the thing was messed up. I mean, it was my fault, sure. But I wanted to get the...
No one's blaming you.
I wanted to get
not responsible for the entire system going down at Taco Bell.
I wanted to get the food here and have it be hot. But I'll say this. One of those chicken chalupas, one of them was like hot and fresh.
Uh-huh.
The other one was cold. I don't know if it was the wild. I think it was maybe the mild one.
Oh, so you got a mild and a wild.
We got a mild and a wild. Mm. And it was, the other one was kind of cold. And when it's cold, it is not good. The other one was like very hot. So I feel like the other patty just maybe was sitting and waiting to be made.
You got to have that bad boy hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cold. Yeah. It's just kind of tepid. So the naked chicken chalupa, you mostly thought it was weird, but tasted okay.
I liked the wild. And I thought the mild was, it was just cold, so it wasn't great.
Right.
And you were just okay on it?
Sure.
So we also had the, I got myself a cheesy gordita crunch, which I think you guys got as well. This is kind of a
you
classic.
You did get it. Did you try it?
Is that one?
It's the one with a soft shell and a hard shell.
I didn't try that.
Didn't try? It's my favorite one.
I'm full.
God damn it.
You got me so many things.
I did get you a lot of stuff.
You got like six things.
Yeah, that's too much.
Here's what I got Gillian. I got Gillian a chicken chalupa,
mm-hmm.
a cheesy gordita crunch, which she hasn't tried. You should take a bite of it right now.
Wait, which one is that? Where is it?
That one over there,
that's
I think, by the
chalupa.
Zoom recorder.
Yeah, that's a chalupa.
I didn't try that. What's this? This is
the There's the crunch. You ate that. Oh, you did eat some of it.
Oh, okay.
Wait, did you not have any of the chicken chalupa?
I don't know. I ate this thing, and this thing, and I took one bite of that.
Oh, no, that's the... Oh, so it looks like you didn't have any of the mild, but you had one of the naked chicken chips.
Right. You got the idea.
And then so I got her a Crunchwrap Supreme, and she took one... You took one bite of it, and you hated it. It's very gelatinous. It is pretty gelatinous.
Yeah.
The last word you ever want to hear describe food.
It can just be like a pocket. I think you got a bad pocket, and it was maybe like a lot of... I think you got a bad pocket of mush.
Sure.
And it wasn't that good. You got some sour cream and stuff.
Can we record the rest of the show in your bedroom?
No way.
The audio would be better. It's an enclosed space.
No, it won't be better.
I don't know. Emma, would the audio be better?
Emma, what the hell are you doing?
Emma's trying to get fired.
I'm right.
You're wrong.
I'm.
There's too many bugs in there. There's a bee.
Bugs.
There's a beehive in there. We can't go in there.
Let's go.
There's a beehive. You can't get in there.
Can we do an audio tour of your apartment?
No way. No way, dude.
Well, then why don't you record this at a studio?
We should have brought you to a studio.
Do you ever do it at a studio?
We
used to do it at a studio, and then Mitch wanted to do it at his place, and now he
did
it at his
place. That's fucking bullshit. You liked doing it at
my
place.
I'm happy doing it at your place. It's fine.
You can't start teaming up on me now, too.
I live in Santa Monica.
Oh, that's not close.
Yeah, it's not close.
Not close at all.
Where was the studio?
Well,
the studio's in Burbank.
Our previous studio was in Burbank, and our new podcast label, their studio's in downtown L.A. So
which label are you guys signed to?
We're with HeadGum.
We're with HeadGum. We're with the HeadGum studio now.
Where are they located?
They're in downtown.
Wally is really loving you.
Good. I want a cat. I grew up with cats.
Go you should get
give
hey,
yourself one.
You could become the first member of the Golden Paw Club.
No.
You know what we do? We'd pick out an animal for you and we name it. We give it a fun fast food name. Like Gordita.
Wally's fun.
I think the only issue there is then people might want to eat him. That cat sounds delicious. Lips start smacking.
We're not going to give any of these animals to Alf.
Was that a favorite show of yours growing up?
Alf?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really loved, I loved Macaulay Culkin. I was a big...
Not an Alf.
I was a big Mac fan.
That was a weird turn. I asked you Alf.
Oh, did I like Alf? No.
What did you think I said?
You said, did you like that? Yeah. Yeah, no, did you like that show growing up?
Yeah, and you
Elf.
Said...
And then you said, I was a big Macaulay Culkin fan.
I was thinking of shows I liked, and like, all right, yeah, no, maybe it was weird.
A guy who's in movies. Was he on a TV show?
He never played Alf. He's small enough to get in that Alf costume.
You're confusing Macaulay Culkin with Mac from Mac and Me.
Mac and Me.
A different alien who's also not Alf.
I didn't watch... I watched some Alf, and then I watched a lot of Urkel, Family Matters.
Sure.
And then I was a big fan of, what I was going to say, as a boy, I was a big fan of Macaulay Culkin. I loved Home Alone. I thought it was very funny. Mm-hmm. I thought all the tricks to the robbers was very funny, and I enjoyed that. And it inspired me to become an actor.
Has he appeared on this podcast?
No.
We should get,
him on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if you would do it, right?
Doesn't he have a podcast?
He does have a podcast.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, maybe
cross promotion.
Yeah, cross promotion. There, you're perfect.
That would be great. Yeah. So we've got what other food do we get through, Mitch? We should talk through this Taco Bell real quick.
Yes. We got Killian a chicken chalupa.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you tried it. The Crunchwrap Supreme took a bite of, didn't like it. Wild and mild chicken. What's it called? Chicken gordita.
Naked chicken chalupa.
No, sorry, naked chicken chalupas.
Yeah.
And a cheesy gordita crunch and a nacho cheese Doritos Locos Taco Supreme. And finally, Baja Blast Mountain Dew Freeze.
That was my favorite thing.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. So that
well, because I was thirsty and I wasn't offered water.
Dear God. Dear God.
So that's a highlight. What about the savory?
I can never win.
What about the savory items? Was there anything that stood out to you?
Which would you? Oh, the rest of them?
Yeah.
What was this thing?
Mitch, which one was that?
The cheesy gordita crunch.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that one's good.
Yes, that's great. That's a good. That's a big win for me, honestly.
Yeah.
Cheesy gordita crunch is one of the best. I feel we reviewed Taco Bell. It's we've reviewed it a couple times. It's
are you running out of content for this podcast because you reviewed every chain restaurant?
Oh, we ran out years ago.
The first episode we didn't have any content.
Okay.
This is the best it's ever gone.
This is our best episode.
Do you ever have like the mascots of fast food chains come on as characters?
Ooh, no.
Oh, we had our buddy Matt Kowalik play the Noid once.
Play the Noid.
That was a lot of fun.
What's the Noid?
From Domino's.
Domino's mascot.
Okay, yeah, you should start doing that.
Have Jack from Jack in the Box. I hear he's difficult.
You might get sued.
Yeah. I hear he's difficult.
I think we could get by with fair use. Say it's a parody.
Yeah. You want us to turn it into a little,
like a comedy bang bang.
A little comedy bang bang, eh?
Yeah. Bing bong.
We can do a little comedy bing bong. I should let Irma out of the room, too. But anyways, this is your first Taco Bell experience. This is a glorious day. And you seem like you don't even, it seems like you didn't even like any of it.
It's not like a bat
mitzvah. I told you I liked that one.
But you liked the cheesy gordita crunch.
Yes.
How do you feel about, now that you've had it, how do you feel about
Taco Bell? Well, you told me I'm going to get diarrhea, so now
I'm
afraid.
You're not
going
to get diarrhea.
That's the reputation.
That's the bad reputation. You're not going to get diarrhea. I promise you.
I did have a friend who, when I worked in video games, he ate nothing but Taco Bell for an entire month. I won't say his name, although I think he listens sometimes to the podcast. I'm not sure if he wants this shared, but he ate nothing but Taco Bell for like a month. This was like his gamer diet.
Yeah.
And then he was getting really sick and he went to the doctor and he got diagnosed with scurvy.
Shit.
He was getting no vitamin C. He was just getting food with no nutritional value. Yeah.
Was he also out at sea?
Yeah. That wasn't the other element.
Gaming at sea. That sounds nice. Look. This is a big day for you.
Is it?
Yeah.
How can you tell me what's a big day for me?
Because you had Taco Bell and you're at my apartment.
No, the apartment part is momentous.
Is this the last time you'll see this place, most likely?
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I'm going to close up shop here soon.
Why don't you ever invite me over?
You're not going to... It's going to be basically like this. There'll be Taco Bell everywhere.
So?
What are we going to do? Watch the game?
Which game?
Celtics.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
There's a Celtics game on. There's a Celtics series going on right now, as a matter of fact.
Eek.
You guys want to set something up? Watch game 3 or 4?
Sure, yeah. I'll do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you also, hey, but you could maybe watch Monday Night Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah, I'd rather go to PWG.
Yeah, come to PWG with us.
Okay, I would do that.
All right, that's good.
There we go.
Because there's a big one coming up, the last Reseda one, but you probably it's very soon, so I don't know if you'll be able to go. But we'll talk about that off mic. Yep. Yeah. All right. Cool. Hey, I got some friend hangouts coming up.
So I guess at this point, the thing to do, Mitch, is we should just get to our final thoughts on Taco Bell in the interest of time.
Yep.
So, Gillian, here's how this will work. We'll each go around. We'll sort of give our assessment of this chain. And I think since it's your first experience, and Mitch and I have reviewed this a few times before, we'll go first.
Yep.
Mitch, we'll go both go first, and we'll let you
I'll learn take us from the masters.
Yeah. That's well, right. We are. We are foodies, and we are proud of it.
Here, I'll start things off.
Gillian's staring at me.
So the Wild Naked Chicken Chalupa, I love the Naked Chicken Chalupa. It's a great menu item. I hope it just becomes a staple. Mm. I hope they stop taking it off and putting it back on and jerking us around. Just leave that bad boy on the menu 365 days a year. A Cheesy Gordita Crunch is a classic. I also got myself a bean burrito just because I wanted that classic bean burrito. I like a Del Taco a bean burrito over it. But the bean burrito they have there is actually... This is a point of contention for me, Mitch. But the bean burrito they have there
they
is
have a
quite
great
nice.
Bean burrito
Dear
app.
Listeners, Mitch rolled his eyes.
Yes, it's true. He always brings up Del Taco.
Well, he got some gift certificates. Maybe he's being paid off by Del Taco.
I have said this before.
Hold on.
Secret agent of Del Taco.
The Doughboys can't be bought.
Except for you.
I have not sold myself out. I have loved Del Taco since before I even sniffed the idea of having a chain restaurant podcast.
Sniff, sniff.
You can be bought.
I cannot be bought.
Robot. I call him a robot because he's boring.
Come on.
Oh my God, that's not nice.
I know, but it's good.
Does your mom listen to this podcast?
She was on the podcast.
She did.
How'd she do?
She was great. Everyone loved her.
I bet they did.
She was a delight.
She is a delight.
I started getting a little acting up a little too much. She spanked me on the podcast,
and then you acted up some more. Said I need
another
one.
Wait, is that the camera that you used to look at your cats right next to you?
Yes, this one right here.
This is the famed cat cam.
This is the iFam Care.
It looks like the head of Gort.
You fucking loser!
Hey! You're the one with a Star Wars doll.
You got the Captain
Phasma
figure.
I don't know how that came here. That's not my. I don't like Captain Phasma.
It's been a staple on your desk for your table for 2 years.
You know what? Throw it into fucking hell for all I care.
Here's what we'll do. We'll give this away. We'll give away your Captain Phasma figurine to whoever finds Gillian at an old PWG show.
Oh, Lord.
No, we'll buy a new Captain Phasma for them.
Bean burrito, refried beans, real cheddar cheese, diced onions, red sauce. I like the onions a lot. I like the red sauce a lot. Wish there was a little bit more cheese distribution. I also got myself a strawberry Skittles freeze akin to the Baja Blast. I will just say... It kind of had that burn that you get from the strawberry Skittles, not in a good way. And like it made it less refreshing. That said, this is a 5-fork restaurant. The Taco Bell gets 5
forks. Wow,
and,
Nick!
Five forks?
Yeah, it's 5 forks. Do you give out
spoons and you give out forks?
No, but I should now.
Yeah, I guess you could.
And you know, I will.
You needed to have me on the show long ago.
this is a 5 out of 5 forks. What they do is so, it's innovative, it's consistent, and it's specific, and you know I prefer Del Taco, but there's no reason to deny Taco Bell its glory.
Paid for by the Del Taco Corporation.
Come on,
yeah, no shit.
I'm no shill for Del Taco.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You 100% are.
This comes from my heart.
You do it for nothing.
All right, go, Mitch.
I'll do it for free. Whatever you want, Del Taco.
Wrap it up.
Fucking worm. What, you want to get out of here?
Yes.
Why? All right, look, I love Taco Bell. It's great. I've said it's one of my favorite restaurants, and it is.
Restaurants?
It's one of my favorite restaurants.
Do you dine in?
I don't dine in often.
Then it's not your favorite restaurant.
Every time there's a new promotion, I know it's gimmicky. I'll go and try it. And a lot of the times, they knock it out of the park with it. I had the strawberry Skittles freeze, not today, but I did have one, and I liked it. Today, I got a Baja Blast with Gillian. I also got a Cheesy Gordita Crunch, which I have not taken a bite of yet, because we kind of jumped right into things. And then I had both of the Wild Chicken Chalupas, the Wild and Mild. One of them was not that great. The other one was great. Here's an issue.
Yeah.
The Doughboy's card got turned down at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And then
here, that's why you better open your mail.
And then the system was on the fritz. It was a wild
day. Are you not paying the credit card bill?
I paid the credit card bill consistently.
Yeah, also, now you're getting yelled at too.
What's
going
on here? What's in that mail bag?
Also, she turned to me and asked me that, knowing that this would that would not
yeah,
give
you're
any
not
responsibility.
In charge of paying that.
I can set up some monthly bill pay. My landlord gets paid, does he not?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Me neither.
Who didn't pay the bill?
It's been paid. It's paid in full. I think there was probably some, possibly someone spotted some fraud, possibly someone spending $200 at Taco Bell and was flagged as suspicious.
That maybe, that's possibly what happened.
Yeah.
Anyways, I love Taco Bell. It's great. It's not precisely Mexican food. It's a different thing, just like how Domino's is different from pizza.
What?
It is. And for that,
what is Domino's if not pizza?
It's a different type of pizza. I give it...
It's a type of pizza, so it's pizza.
God damn it. I give it five forks. Five forks.
All right.
Now she's going to ruin it. She's going to give it like zero.
Your range is 0 to 5 forks. Partial forks are permitted.
You're clean. Killing me. Why you gave it 5 forks?
Just go ahead.
I've said nothing.
Be nice.
All right. I didn't like the pocket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yes. The Crunchwrap Supreme you did not like.
The Dorito one is difficult to eat because the dust gets on your fingers.
Mm, just like Doritos.
Yeah,
but that's not a selling point.
Mm, okay, fair.
The one where the chicken is the wrapping, strange.
Yep, I agree.
It is strange.
The one that I liked, I liked.
The Cheesy Gordita Crunch, my favorite, which I love that you liked it.
The other two I haven't had.
Mm-hmm. Which one is just another chicken chalupa. Or what, a chicken, yeah, chicken chalupa, right?
Yeah.
And the other one is a
just a not a naked chicken chalupa, just a chalupa with chicken in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I enjoyed the drink.
That's pretty good. How out of 5 forks, what would you give it?
2.
God damn
wow.
it!
Wow,
Gillian.
I liked 2 items.
Wow.
God damn it!
What's it to you?
Well, I mean, that takes it canonically out of the Platinum Play Club.
God damn it!
Oh, is that bad?
Yeah, it's bad.
What happens if it's in the Platinum Play
Club? Let me guess. Not enough fucking Eye of Newt in the taco for you?
Why would you fuck with me if you think I'm a witch?
Good point. Because I want to get turned into a toad or whatever. Be a better life.
What do I need to say? What do you get if it's in the Platinum? Are you being paid off by Taco Bell? What's it to you if they're the Platinum Plate Club?
It's just an honor.
Yeah.
Like today was your first day eating Taco Bell. Moving on.
The honor was theirs.
That was our review of Taco Bell. It's time for a regular segment. We've got a bunch of chips and we're going to eat them all. It's Chips and Hail, Rescue Rangers. There's no bag too big, no bag too small. When you've got chips, just call Chips and Hail. Rescue Rangers, Chips and Hail. TBD lyrics here, you know it never fails. Once we're involved, somehow these chips will eat them all. Chips and Hail. All right. Mitch, you've brought out Irma, your other cat.
I have.
So
and we were just taking pictures of me and Irma while you were singing.
Took a video.
You took a video?
Ha-ha!
I was kissing her.
That's adorable. That's cute. Everyone's going to love that.
God
oh, the fans
it.
Are going to cream
what?
Their jeans. All right, so we've got some Ruffles mozzarella and marinara that my lovely wife Natalie was very nice enough to pick up for us. So these are supposed to be, I guess, flavored like a mozzarella sticks. At least that's the iconography they have on the back.
Gillian does not like the sound of
Gillian, I'm going to pass
this.
These to you. All Are right. you a chips fan?
Yeah,
you
I like a chip.
You like a potato chip? You like a corn chip? She has made a face.
I like a potato chip.
It seems right. like you like them.
I would describe that face as repulsed.
Oh, man, these have such the smell of... Over the years, every chip slash combo slash everything is trying to do like pizza flavor.
Right.
And just smelling into the bag, it just smells like that fake pizza flavor.
Yeah. Here, send that back over this way.
Mozzarella or marinara.
I got to taste these.
Oh. Great pass, Mitch.
Mitch just kind of threw them into the center of the table. Gillian
not supportive.
Assist. Very nice of you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
So these, yeah, they kind of, I mean, they look like just like a sour cream and onion slash barbecue chip, but there's nothing visually to make these look mozzarella-y. I'm going to take a bite. I like them.
What the fuck? Really?
They taste just like pizza combos. You're exactly right. That's like, and I like that flavor. Emma's nodding. What do you think, Emma?
I couldn't figure out what they tasted like, but then you just said pizza combos, and that's exactly what they taste like.
Yeah,
they're
good.
I don't think they taste like mozzarella sticks at all.
No, they really don't.
I can taste a little bit of the mozzarella in there, but yeah, they don't taste like mozzarella sticks. I'm gonna say it just has too much of that of the fake... marinara flavor for me. Like, it just, like, it tastes so much, so oregano-y, which, and I like oregano, mm-hmm. but it just, no.
It's more pepperoni pizza than mozzarella
yeah.
stick.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, hold on. We What do we do for this? We say it's snack or whack?
I mean, we can say snack or whack.
Snack or whack. I'm going to say whack.
Whack.
I give it a snack.
Emma?
Emma?
Oh, no. I don't know if I'd eat that as a snack. Huh?
Whack.
Wow.
Whack.
Three whacks.
3 to 4.
To a snack.
Mm.
Moving on.
3 whacks. That's your normal routine, right, Mitch?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
That I don't do that sort of thing. Just, well, that's weirder.
Just like a restaurant, we value your feedback. Let's open to the feedback. We got a voicemail today. Let's
all right.
Take a quick listen to this.
Hey, Nick. Hi, Mitch. This is Chris from Portland, Oregon. I'm flying into L.A. in a few weeks here to see the new player has joined podcast show live. And I was just curious, what do you guys think is the must-stop restaurant in L.A. that I have to go to get the full experience? Burger Brigade for life, because you can't eat a spoon. Thanks, guys.
Mm. Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Thanks
That's
for the question,
not
Chris
nice.
From Portland.
Hey, fuck you, buddy. Walker said it.
Wait a minute. So Gillian, I did look again. You ran from this term earlier, but you are someone with some knowledge of the LA food scene. If you were to recommend someone from Portland, they're coming out here for a little bit. And I think
were they coming out for?
They're coming out here to see a live podcast record.
Oh, okay.
Not our show.
All right.
So is there anything you think of like this is the one must-visit restaurant? You got to try this place?
Hmm.
You can name a couple.
You know what's fun? I don't know if it's like my favorite food, but have you ever been to the Pacific Dining Car?
Oh, that's a classic spot.
I love Pacific Dining Car.
It's a couple
that's
locations.
A great one.
There's one on the west side, one downtown.
Yeah, that's a great spot.
And it's open like 24 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just an old school steak place. I think it's actually featured in that Denzel movie, right?
Yeah, Training Day.
They have a famous dining scene there.
They go there in Training Day.
What about Musso and Frank's?
Musso and Frank's is good, but you're right. I mean, it's good.
That is a good
But you know how it is? There's some food there that you'll get that's great, and then there's other stuff that I don't love as much.
Right,
but it
I'm
is
just
like
thinking
a class-
about LA icons.
Yeah.
Yes, here's what my answer. I mean, those are great LA icon ones, and you know certainly Pink's hot dogs another one.
No,
I would say don't go there, but that's like an icon people think of. But I was gonna say this,
you got
that
fucking,
was outrage.
You got
she was outraged.
I agree with her. Let me guess, In-N-Out Burger, buddy.
No, I was going to name 3 spots. B.S. Tucker, I already mentioned.
Yeah.
Rustic Canyon on the west side is my favorite restaurant in L.A. It's fantastic, sort of farm to table. You just spend a little bit of money. I would also say Jitlada, Thai restaurant.
Yeah, Jitlada's
great.
Jitlada's a really great Thai
restaurant, and it's very unique, and it's very very much a different side of L.A. cuisine.
Here, I'll give a fast food place that's specific to this area, not In-N-Out. Paquito Mas.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Top Round.
Ooh, Top Round is pretty good.
Yeah, sure.
But that's new.
So?
It's Cactus Taqueria. It's less of a chain. Yeah, Cactus Taqueria is a good option.
There's a lot of good...
But wait, this
is for a Burger Brigade?
It depends on the person, because like there's also, like, there are lots of great, like, just random taco trucks in, like, East LA or whatever, but
we're not
going to
say Philippe's or anything like that?
Yeah,
Philippe's French Dip, that's great.
Kohl's.
Yeah. Yes.
Both claim to have invented the French Dip. You can try them both out.
This guy who's a member of the Burger Brigade, he can go to the fucking dog shit cafe for all I care.
Wait a minute.
My word.
It's true.
The language.
It'd be cruel to someone just because
they... What is it, pie versus burgers? What is this?
Pie and burger.
Oh, hey, that's an option.
That's
pie
great.
Hole downtown.
That's pie hole is great. Weiger gave pie hole 2 forks.
Yeah, I didn't like pie hole.
Okay.
Isn't that insane?
To each their own. Oh, Apple Pan.
Oh, Apple Pan's a great one.
That's
great
a great
classic
one.
Burger shop. And some pie there.
Yes, they have a great banana cream pie.
Mm. We just gave so many... He's good.
You got plenty of wrecks. Also, this will probably be too late because we're recording this in advance. So,
oh, well.
This one will help out Chris, but this will help out someone else. If you have a question or comment about the world of chain restaurants, you can email us at doughboyspodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 830-GO-DOUGH. That's 830-463-6844. And to get the Doughboys Double R weekly bonus episode, join the Golden Plate Club at patreon.com/doughboys. Gillian Jacobs, thank you so much for being here and being so generous with your time and for putting your tummy to the test.
Pleasure.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug at this time?
Watch my film Ibiza on Netflix May 25th. Watch Life of the Party in theaters. And don't watch Love because Mitch is on
it. What the hell?
Wow.
Watch Love and watch Gillian and I scenes together where we had a lot of fun. When we shot the Palm Springs episode together and I sang in the car with you.
You were good.
And there was another moment where you told me that I really had to let loose. Do you remember that?
No.
Because I was like, I don't want no scrubs. And then you're like, you got to sing it from your soul. And you made me sing really.
And then they put it like in the trailer.
That's okay. Fair enough.
I'm only trying to help you.
That's fine. You're right. You are. And you know, we had a lot of fun on the mushroom episode.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun together.
Mitch, sounds like you're something of perhaps a scrub, and she's elevating you to not be a scrub with her acting direction.
Well, I don't want no pigeons. The guy's version of that song. Did you ever hear it?
Squab?
That's like, there's like a parody of
it? There was like a response song.
I don't want no pigeons?
That was terrible.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it was bad. You're one of the best.
Thank you for being here.
I love you.
A delight.
I love you.
Yeah.
We've just met. I could love you.
No, yeah, I thought we had a nice time.
No, you can't.
Oh.
Even his wife has troubles with it.
That's true. That's fair.
Thank you for having me. Which one of your cats do I get to take home?
You don't take either of them. And also, you got to come back sometime.
All right.
Hey, she agreed to it. She's going to watch a Celtics game. She's going to see the PWG, and she's going to come back on the Doughboys podcast. We'll go to PWG.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
All right. Thank you for
coming. It's a date.
I can't wait to tell Mother.
I'm going to be on Hunk Patrol. That'll do for this episode of Doughboys. Until next time, for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating.
See ya. Hey, guys. You want more Doughboys?
To get the Doughboys Double, our weekly bonus episode, join the Golden Plate Club.
Sign up at patreon.com/doughboys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.